الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. As I always say, I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of my faith, Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pen, or pencil, something to take notes. And those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students to the class, welcome to the Islamic studies class, which is the Islamic Faith in Focus. Today's topic, we're going to talk about regret. R-E-G-R-E-T, regret. Now, what is regret? One of the definitions of regret is to feel sorry or disappointed or sort of distressed about something, or to feel sorrow or distress over a desire unfulfilled or an action performed or not performed. And so now, regarding Islam, and you're talking about regret in Islam, I want to mention too, particularly this is for Muslims and also for non-Muslims, is that are we doing as Muslims opposite of what Allah tells us to do? If Allah says go up and we go down, don't you regret doing that? If you don't regret now, you will regret later. He says go right and you go left. If you don't regret doing that now, you will regret it later. And are you the ones who are out there misleading people away from this path of Islam? Or are you being led off the path of Islam? So do you now regret being a follower or the leader of the straight path of Islam? Because we say in Quran, or when we recite in our prayers, we say Surat al-Ladina and Amta alayhim. We ask Allah to keep us on the righteous and the straight path, and that we follow those people who are the righteous, the ones that are doing what they're supposed to do when it comes to Islam, following Quran and the Sunnah, the way, the practice, the path of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He was born over 1400 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, who was the son of Abdullah. To move on, I want you all to open up your Quran and go to chapter 25, verse 27. Again, that's chapter 25, verse 27. Remember, this is a class. You're learning about Islam. I am not telling you to commit to Islam or submit to Islam. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm only teaching you what Islam is and what it is not. And after me teaching you about it, perhaps you will want to go to a masjid, which is a place where the Muslim worship, because the Jewish people, they worship in the synagogue. Most Christian people, they worship in the church. And Muslims, we worship in a masjid. M-A-S-J-I-D, masjid. So that's where we worship. And the Quran is the last revelation sent to mankind, or Kalam Allah, the speech of Allah, that Allah directed mankind, look, this is your last chance. We send you the last prophet to you. We send you the last revelation to you. After this, we have the day of judgment. I talked about the day of judgment in a class earlier. And the judgment day of judgment will come, and you will be judged. You can't say that Allah did not send a warner which is Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, and also his in the Quran, last revelation sent to mankind to guide mankind towards what is right and to put us on Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is that straight path. Now, in saying all that, if we don't follow Allah and follow the messenger, we may be in a state of regret right now. Now, in chapter 25, verse 27, it says, "And be aware of the day when a wrongdoer will bite his nails in regret and say, 'Oh, I wish I had followed the way along with the messenger.'" And so don't wait till the last moment. Don't wait till the day of judgment to come and you start biting your nails and then you regret because you didn't follow Allah and obey Allah and obey His Prophet. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. At that point, it will be too late. Once your book is closed, it will be too late. Once you draw that last breath, it will be too late. Be open-minded, my students, and find out what Islam is. Don't be told what Islam is. Find out what it is. Even by what I'm saying, you can look it up for yourself. From Quran or the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, or various scholars, you can find out for yourself and what I'm saying is true. And what I am saying, from my understanding from Quran, and also from the way of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, what I'm saying is the truth about Islam. But you are free to study for yourself, and don't let anyone tell you that you can't open a book and find out for yourself what Islam is and what Islam is not. Because that is not our faith. It's not a blind following faith. It's one that is very logical. And you can look up for yourself what it means to be a Muslim, what Islam is all about. And I remember when 9/11 took place in America, and they had the planes that ran that flew into the Twin Towers and other places in America, and people ran to the library and to bookstores, and you couldn't keep a book on Islam off the shelves. And then what happened, because they're trying to find, what is Islam? Why are they attacking us like this? And so when they start reading about what true Islam is, they find out the attack that was happening is not from Islam. We don't kill people like that for no reason whatsoever. A person attack us, okay, we defend ourselves. A person make mischief in the world or in the land, okay, that individual, in order to stop him, the only way to stop the individual is for them to go through a trial, if you will, and then be killed, okay, then that person receive the punishment. And so that's because of, in order for us to stop corruption, and the only way to stop corruption is man or woman to die, then okay, they die. But the thing is, we don't just kill people like they did on that particular day. And so my point is that people start taking the books off the shelves and out the library to find out what Islam is, looking for the mistakes of Islam and the evil ways of the Muslim. But then a lot of people, they really start reading what truly Islam is, and then they submit it to Islam. I remember when I was the imam in Baltimore City at the time, during the 9/11, and then people we had during that time, about seven people take what they call Shahada. They bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad ibn Abdullah is his servant and the servant and last messenger of Allah. In other words, they became Muslim when they found out what Islam truly was all about. And so I want you to do the same thing. Find out what Islam truly is about, and don't let people tell you what it is. Don't be misguided like that. Okay, again, you don't want to be the one that on that day that biting your nails because out of regret. Again, this particular verse, it says, and that's chapter 25, verse 21, and it says, And be aware of the day when the wrongdoers will bite his nails in regret and say, "Oh, I wish I had followed the way along with the messenger." Now let's move on to the next verse, and that is, in terms of disbelievers shall regret on the day of judgment not adopting the right path. What do I mean by that? Is that even those people who are, they will regret not following the right path, not following the path of Allah and that of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And in chapter 6, verse 27, again, chapter 6, verse 27, this is a class. Get your Quran and open it up, please, to what I just said. That's chapter 6, verse 27. And it says, and we have different interpretations. I understand that the Quran truly is in Arabic, Arabi. Okay? That's Quran was presented in the Arabic language, the clear language of the Arabic. But it's been translated into English and French and Spanish and Urdu and all these other different languages. But the true language with the great and the best foundation of Islam and what the Quran is all about is the Arabic. And so this is going to be a rough translation of the Arabic. And so we have, and it says in chapter 6, verse 27, if you could but see when they are made to stand before the fire and will say, oh, would that we could be returned to life on earth and not deny the signs of our Lord and be among the believers. So we see from this is that people, when they're standing before the fire and that flame is coming towards their face and the heat of the fire is coming towards them, at that point, they're saying, oh, would that we could be returned to life on earth and not deny the signs of our Lord and be amongst the believers. Because at that point, it will be too late. We're standing there, or you're standing there, and I pray that when none of myself and my student will be standing there and before the fire, and the only thing you want to do is not be put into that fire. But at that point, it will be too late. And you will want Allah to send you back to this life so you can live a more righteous life and obey Allah and obey his messenger and do what is right and forbid what is wrong. And this is what people want to do, and that's a regret for them. They want to come back and change. And don't be in front of the fire, because now they regret the fact that they did not obey Allah and obey his messenger. And they'll follow Allah and follow his messenger. And then in the next verse, in the same chapter, that's chapter 6, verse 28. And it says, this is what these people would say to Allah. What Allah would say about the people. But what they concealed before has now appeared to them. And even if they were returned, they will return to that which they were forbidden. And indeed, they are liars. Even if Allah returned those people back, they will still return doing the same thing over and over again. And Allah knows his people. He's the one that created us. He is creator of all that we see and all that we don't see. He knows people. He knows his creation. We are learning about Allah. We can't say, Allah said, if he has a hand, it's not a hand like the hand that we have. He's not a human. Or he sees, it's not like the eyes that we see, or has a face, or hear, those kind of things. It's not like that of the human. It's different. That is unexplainable. We can't even explain that. Whatever Allah, if he says he has a hand, he has a hand. He can see, he can see. He can hear, he can hear. He has a watch, he has a face, he has a face. We don't go into defining what Allah has said. Because no one's seen Allah. No one's seen Allah, so they don't know how he looks. Or how Allah Ta'ala looks. And so we don't get into those kinds of things. So again, he says, but what they concealed before has now appeared to them. And even if they were returned, they will return to that which they were forbidden. And indeed, they are liars. They can say that they're going to go, oh, I regret what I've done. I'm going to go back. I'm going to do the right thing. But if Allah sent them back, they would do the same. They would do the same thing all over again. And these are people who are liars. And further, Allah says in the same chapter, the next verse, I'm sorry, the verse, two more verses. In chapter 6, verse 30. That's again, chapter 6, verse 30. And he says, if you could but see when they will be made to stand before their Lord, he will say, is this not the truth? They will say, yes, by our Lord. You will then say, so taste the punishment. Or he would then say, I'm sorry, he would then say, so taste the punishment because you used to disbelieve. And so when you stand before the flame because you disobey Allah, and Allah is going to ask a question. Is this not true? What I said to you, and I warned you in my Quran about the fire, about the hellfire, and I talked about the hellfire in one of my previous episodes. You can just go and look up that episode, and I talk about the hellfire. And then you're standing there, or a person is standing there with all kind of regret, and they're standing there, and he's saying, is it not true what I said about the fire? And those who disbelieve, is it not true? And we can say nothing but yes, by our Lord, it is true. And so then he'll say, taste the punishment because you used to disbelieve. So we don't want to be amongst those who disbelieve in Allah, disobey Allah. We don't want that kind of regret. There are a lot of things we do in life that we regret. A lot of things in our closet that we don't want anyone to know about. These are some of our regrets that we have hid, like skeletons in the closet, as they say. So we don't want anyone to know about the things that we've done, that those things to be concealed. And so we want to know that at all. But my students understand we don't want these regrets that we have. They cannot be hidden from Allah. Allah knows what you've done and what you have not done and what you said and you did not say. And those things are going to come back to us on the day of judgment. And then it will be placed on our scale. Good deeds on our scale. If they outweigh the bad deeds, okay, we go one place, which is a good place. If our bad deeds outweigh our good deeds, we go another place, which is not a good place to go. Now, let me explain something else. Again, in the same chapter, chapter 6, verse 46. Again, chapter 6, verse 46. And it says, say, have you considered if Allah should take away your hearing and your sight and set a seal upon your heart, which deity other than Allah could bring them back to you? Look how we first diversify the verses, then they still turn away. If Allah Ta'ala, our Lord, if he was to take away our hearing and our sight and put a seal on our hearts, no deity, nothing can take those seals off of our seeing or our hearing or our hearts. Only Allah can do that. So it's only Allah we should go to ask for help. We go to Allah to ask for forgiveness. While we have breath in our body, it's not too late to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not too late. Don't think that it is too late, but it's not too late for you or any of us to do that. Now, I also want to mention in the same chapter, again, chapter 6, verse 59. Again, chapter 6, verse 59. And it talks about, and with him are the keys of the unseen. None knows them except him. And he knows what is on the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls but that he knows it, and no grain is there within the darkness of the earth, and no moist or dry thing but that it is written in a clear record. Allah knows everything. He knows what's on the land. He knows what's in the air. He knows what's in the sea. Not a leaf falls. Or when the fall comes, at least in America, we have the different season. When the leaves fall, Allah knows each leaf that fell from the tree. Or any grain that is growing inside of the ground. He knows and he's aware of all those things. That in the darkness, we can't see in the darkness. We know that we put a certain amount of grain, those who are farmers, inside the soil, and then we till the soil and that kind of thing, and then the thing grow, whatever we planted, and then we harvest it later on. But Allah knows all those things. all over the world, all the people, the billions of people in the world, he knows them and he knows what's going on with them, and nothing can be hidden from Allah. So any regrets, anything we have in the closet, these things cannot be hidden from Allah. Allah is well aware of these things. Now, there's no excuses, and we cannot blame others for the state that we're in. Turn to chapter 25, verse 17. Again, chapter 25, verse 17. And I want to advise you while you're doing this to call your friends up and let them know the class has begun. To please tune in or come or have listening parties, if you will. No drinking, no alcohol, anything like that. And you all gather around and listen to what I'm talking about, and then discuss it afterwards. Have your own group and talk about what I just talked about. The particular subject. You could bring your various books that you may have on Islam to even substantiate what I'm talking about. Now I gave you a little bit of time. This is chapter 25, verse 17, and it says, and mention the day he will gather them and that which they worship besides Allah, and will say, did you mislead these, my servants, or did they themselves stray away? And so it would say in the next chapter, the question is answered. And then next verse, I'm sorry, in chapter 25, verse 18, the answer is, they will say, exalted are you. It was not for us to take besides you any allies, but you provided comfort for them and their fathers until they forgot the message and became a people ruined. And so Allah is asking, look, I gather you together and you worship something besides me? And then the people there, they say what? They gathered, had their own allies. They say, exalted are you. It is not for us to take besides you any allies. And so those are the people who believe. They said, no, we don't take any allies. We know that if we took an ally, someone equal to you, that we will be ruined. But you provided comfort for them and their father until they forgot the message and became a people ruined. And this is for the people that they forgot the message. They forgot about who the Lord was. They took other people or other things as their idol, as their worshiper, as their God. And because they did this, they forgot the message and they turned their back on Allah, they became of people who are regretful, people who have regret, people who now on that day are ruined because of what they practiced and what they used to do. Now, there are certain types of regrets. It was mentioned by Abu Huraira, who is one of the companions of the Prophet. He narrated by the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him. He said, there is no one who dies, but he shall regret. They said, what shall he regret over, O Messenger of Allah? He said, if he was a good doer, he regrets that he did not do more. And if he was an evil doer, he regrets that he did not stop. And so, which one are you? Are you the good doer? Or are you the evil doer? That you regret? Those who are the good doers, it is not too late for anyone who is listening to me and in my class, that you do more now. Before your Lord and say, oh, I just wish I had more time. I could do more good deeds and do more helping other people. So increase it now. Increase doing good now and giving in charity and being nice and compassionate to other people instead of looking down on people and not backbiting people and slandering people and hurting people. Do good towards people instead of harming people. And then we have those who are the evil doers, and they will regret that they did not stop doing their evil. And see, even for you, it's not too late, because you who are the evil doers, you can stop doing the evil that you're performing right now. You can stop doing it. It's not too late at all. And I want to also mention in reference to regret is that regret is repentance. And it's mentioned here that it says, one of the companions, he said, I entered with my father upon Abdullah, and I heard him say, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, regret is repentance. My father said, did you hear the prophets, may peace and blessings be upon him, say that? Or say, a regret is repentance? He said, yes. And so regret is repentance, feeling bad about what you've done. And that is one of the signs of repentance. There's certain things when a person does something and they want to repent, one of the things they can do is feel sorry about what they did, feel some regret about what they've done, feeling remorse about what they've done. Now I want to read this last verse, this last few verses of in the Quran at out of chapter 89, and it's going to be verse 23, and really I have a lot of verses with this one, but I'm going to read the Arabic on this one, and then translate it into English, and it says, فَيَوْمَ إِدٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدْ وَلَا يُثِيقُ أَثَاقَهُ أَحَدْ يا أيها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فتخلي في عبادي وتخلي جنتي. This beautiful, beautiful last few verses of Surah Al-Fajr, which is chapter 89, verse 25 through 30. And this, matter of fact, these verses, whenever a lot of time with imams read, or those of the brothers who lead the prayer, or even sisters, they lead prayer with the women, and whenever it is, or with children, and whenever these verses are read, people usually cry, because these particular verses are so touching. Chapter 89, verse 25 through 30. And let me tell you what it says. And it says, basically here, and it says, وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٍ. So on that day, none will punish as severely as his punishment. وَلَا يُثِيقُ أَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٍ. And none will bind as severely as his binding of the wrongdoers. Ya ayyuhan nafsul mutma'inna. Return to your Lord. It says here, the next one, to the righteous it will be said, O assured soul, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatin mardiyya. Return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to him. فَتْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي, and enter among my righteous servants. وَتْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, and enter my paradise. These are beautiful, beautiful verses, is that those who obey Allah, those who have little to no regret about what they've done, because they've only been doing good to the best of their ability by what Allah Ta'ala says and what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them to do. And so this verse lay it out for those people on that day. And it says again, so on that day, none will be punished as severely as his punishment, and none will bind as severely as his binding of the evildoers. To the righteous it will be said, O reassured soul, return to your Lord well pleased and pleasing to him, and enter among my righteous servants, and enter my Jannah. My beautiful, beautiful students, please, if you regret doing something, ask Allah to forgive you, and don't continue to do it. Start doing good deeds. Look into what Islam is and learn what it is and what it is not, so that you don't be amongst the ones that Allah is binding receiving a punishment because you are a wrongdoer. You want to be among those who are the righteous, where Allah says, oh, reassured soul, return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to him, and enter among my righteous servants and enter my Jannah, enter my paradise. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.